MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Sylvester Kobo, Deputy Head and Portfolio Manager, StanLib Fixed Income. Sylvester, appreciate the time today. Let's dive into some questions. Markets are generally expecting global interest rates to rise this year. What's your take for the outlook for rates heading into the rest of 2022?
Thanks, Simon, for the time. So inflation globally is high. Even before the impact of higher oil prices that we saw last month is baked into the numbers. Take the US, for instance. So the Federal Reserve targets inflation of 2%, but it's been persistently above that level for months now, sitting closer to 8% where we are. So central banks have no choice but to prioritize fighting inflation despite the risks to growth globally, meaning interest rates will be materially higher a year from now. In the US, their central banks have basically considered that they're behind the curve in fighting inflation. Yeah. And given that economic activity levels are holding up well, you know, we think they will front load their interest rate hikes by moving in increments of 50 basis points per meeting while the environment still allows them. Okay. So this could, you know, but we think, you know, in the medium term, or this could slow the economy down or even lead to a recession over the next year, which is what the bond market is indicating via the inverted yield curves.
You mentioned, I mean, inflation and high rates obviously predated the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That added further consequences to the outlook. What do you see as that key risk? I mean, is it potentially a recession in the US and perhaps even in parts of Western Europe?
It's yeah, very much so. So it's obviously unclear now how, you know, the war will affect economies, different economies globally, other than those in the Eastern, you know, Europe region. But it's safe to forecast that the longer the conflict continues, the higher the risk of stagflation, i.e. higher inflation and lower growth over the next year, with inflation emanating from the supply bottlenecks, while the tightening monetary policy and uncertainty result in slowing growth.
And with that, the Ukraine crisis, the global interest rates and the risks out there, what does it mean for asset allocation?
So this environment generally calls for, or is generally negative for, risk assets, but would caution against taking a blanket approach, Simon, when looking at risk assets now. Reason being, if you look at commodity prices are elevated as a result of sanctions against Russia. So commodity exporting countries like South Africa will fare better in that environment than the net importing countries. That is why the rand has held up so well. And we have healthy trade balances in South Africa. So this environment, we think, will result in better revenues for the government, which in turn will mean the government has less need to borrow from the markets. And that is a favorable environment for local bonds, especially the longer dated ones.
And I mean, staying with South Africa for a moment, I mean, the outlook for local inflation, our MPC has kept it well within that the 3-6% band. There's always risk. You're looking forward over the course of the year, local inflation?
So local inflation and the surveyed inflation expectations have increased materially over the last few months. Mm-hmm. And you can understand why, you know, the Reserve Bank turned hawkish, a lot more hawkish in their last meeting. So the chances of them also front-loading their rate hikes have increased. We think this will put the short-end bonds under pressure in the coming months, though some of this is actually already priced in by the markets. But we favor a defensive positioning or defensive duration positioning for our low-risk funds like the Income Fund, given that the risk to the inflation outlook is to the upside.
If we take the, you mentioned that our government's going to be borrowing less because of the favorable commodity prices benefiting us, more tax revenue there. Does that make our bonds attractive for local and perhaps even a global investors in this environment?
Yes. I mean, the risk premium priced into South African bonds is high, given the uncertainty in the system. And also, positioning is light. You know, you'd recall the last 6 weeks or so, we've seen foreign investors selling our bonds quite a lot. And at the same time, the emerging market investable universe has gotten smaller now because Russia has joined at the list of unattractive or uninvestable markets like Turkey. So this bodes well for liquid emerging market assets like South African bonds. We think when sentiment improves, we'll definitely see inflows. So we think we still like South African bonds, and we expect total returns this year of almost 15% from bonds. But I must add that there is still a lot of uncertainty out there, which calls for caution when making bets or making calls in the portfolios. Yeah. So we think this environment calls for close to neutral positioning until there is further clarity or higher conviction levels. But the volatility in the systems allows for active and dynamic managers like ourselves to add value for their clients by making, you know, small tactical short-term bets.
I get you. And I'll at the point, I mean, with Russia out, it does kind of narrows that universe. Turkey's already out, and a 15% return would be a strong number. We'll leave it there. Sylvester Kerber, Deputy Head and Portfolio Manager at Stanlib Fixed Income. Sylvester, appreciate the time today. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.